Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
Guide me, O Thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but Thou art mighty. Hold me with Thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Like to consider today the message of creation, reading first of all from Romans chapter 1 concerning creation and not recognizing God as creator, not giving Him the glory that is due His great and holy name as creator, and to see here what happens. We read in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man." So far we read God's holy word. Let's pray that we'll have understanding of it, both in what we read here from what Paul wrote to the church at Rome and to us, and also what we read in the rest of Scripture. Our Father, we come to Thee through Christ Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who is the door into Thy presence of reconciliation and love. And we pray, Father, Thou wilt, because of Him, give us the Spirit of truth, so that we will be led into truth concerning the Scriptures, giving us the message of creation, and that it will be believed. It is far from being believed today by most of the nation. We fear most of the church and the colleges and the seminary are promoting the way called evolution. We pray, Father, this might be recognized as the sin it is. They are not giving thee glory, Father, as the Creator, and thou and thy Son, Christ Jesus, created the world in thy way, and as thou dost tell us, not only in the beginning, that thou dost create the heavens and earth, but all through Scripture, that we have references to it again and again and again, many different times and many different ways. We think of how thou dost teach Job by the way of bringing the knowledge of creation to him, by the heavens, what they were, how he could not do what thou dost do in bringing down the rain or the clouds or the animals. And thou couldst ask him where he was when all these animals did certain things. Not only did thou create the heavens and earth in the beginning, but thou dost uphold it all by the word of thy power, including ourselves. As Paul could say to the Athenians, it is in thee that we live and move and have our being. Help us to see that we had our beginning with thee, as the psalmist could say, before I was formed in my mother's womb, thou knewest me. And also, all through life, and also, it is appointed unto man once to die. All of it in thy hand as creator and sustainer. And help us to see also that thou art the lawgiver and the redeemer. Without knowing thee as creator, we cannot know thee in these other necessary ways. They all stand or fall together. And we pray that as we consider these subject of creation from thy word, that thou wilt lead us by thy Spirit, that he might lead us into all truth concerning the way of creation and the way of thy upholding it and the importance of it, and that it must be recognized to give thee glory, not as we read here from Paul's word to Romans, that when they knew thee, they glorified thee not as God. If thou art not the Creator, thou art not the God of the Bible. And help us to see all of that stands or falls together. And we pray that thou wilt lead us in all of the Scriptures that we have in the beginning and then throughout the Scripture, as many as we will see today. We also pray for other needs that there are. We pray for the sick to be healed, if it could be thy will. We pray for the injured throughout the world, of the injured in the earthquake, the war, the injured here in tornadoes and the hurricanes. We pray for other needs of the hungry and the persecuted and the many different needs that there are throughout the world. We give thanks for what we have here, so much blessed in nature and the way of peace and freedom. And we pray that that may continue, if it could be thy will. We know we are in danger of judgment because of the murder of the unborn. And we pray, Father, that we might recognize that terrible, terrible sin and how thou dost punish Judah because of it, and that we are in line also for punishment because of it, and help us to realize it and to repent of it. All this we ask and give thanks through Christ. Amen. We'd like to think of the message of creation as we have it, first of all, in the beginning of Genesis chapter 1, and a little bit of part of chapter 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters that were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and the fowl that may fly upon the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth a living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw that everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. I'm going to read a few verses from the second chapter. Thus the heaven and earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. So far we read God's holy word. This is part of the story of creation. We have the rest of it throughout Scripture, and many references to it. I would like to think about that today, reading some of these references. in many, many places, probably over 100 scriptures that refer to creation from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. I would like to see some of them today, just reading them, probably without comment. We must get back to recognizing God as creator. The theory of evolution has taken over. Almost all the schools, including the grade schools, the Christian schools, teach the lie of evolution. My grandchildren were taught that the world was 5.4 billion years old. Where does that come from? It's only a guess. Why 5.4? Why not 5.5 or 5.6? As if they know within the point, decimal point of the billions. And all it is imagination. Evolution is a theory. Worse than that, the theory of evolution is a lie. It's a lie against God. It's a lie against His Word. And the danger of it is, if people believe it, promote it, continue in it, till the hour of death, we read, all liars go to the lake of fire. We should be concerned about it for ourselves, and we should be concerned about it for others. We should be as concerned as Paul was for those that he ministered to when he said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And we should persuade men to come back to recognize God as creator, making all the things that are made out of nothing. He spake the word, and we read that very plainly. He spoke, and it said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light, and it was good, and divided the light from the darkness. Again, if we think about evolution, why is there both dark and light? If there were evolution, it would go from partial light to more light, but always the same throughout the 24 hours. We have every day, every 24 hours, part of the day is night, part of the day is day and light, darkness and light, darkness and light, every 24 hours. That in itself should show that it is not by evolution. And also, seed time and harvest will not cease. God said that, and that has been there through all the years. We have our four seasons. We have the spring, the summer, the fall, the winter. Every year repeats itself. And again, that doesn't show evolution. That shows God's creation as He said it would be. I'll say it again. Seed time and harvest will not cease. It will be there. No matter what calamities come, God says it will be there. And we need to recognize it. He is the creator. He is the one that spoke this into existence. And every time He did, we would read, this is another day. This was the first day. And this was the second day. And this was the third day. So we believe the heavens and the earth were created in 6 days. We read in the ninth verse, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called He seas. And God saw that it was good. There are people who do not want to believe that even if God did create it, that it was not done in 6 days, that it'll be a longer period of time. And when we read this here, when the waters had to be separated from the earth and let the dry land appear, I can remember one preacher teacher said, well, it certainly takes some time for that ground to dry out if God is separating the ground from the water. Not so at all. God said, let the dry land appear. Just that quick. He took it out of the water. It wasn't mud. It was dry land. He said, let the dry land appear. And it was so. It was there. He spoke it into existence, and it was true. We need to believe this word like a little child. If we do not, we are not in the right way before God. Before we go, Father, I'd like to mention a couple of things. One is, Hezekiah, when he prayed to the Lord, he addressed God as creator. We can read that in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 15, Hezekiah prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art God, even thou alone, and all the kings of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. When Hezekiah addressed the Lord in prayer, he addressed him as the one who made heaven and earth. He addressed him as creator. We address him as Father. We address him in other ways. But do we ever address him as the creator? We should, because that's part of how we should know God. Certainly a great part, in which we can see later, of Job. God used the way of creation in many different chapters to teach Job about himself, humble Job, all the way from Job chapter 38 to Job 41. Where were you when I did this? Where were you when I did this? Can you do this? Can you do that? He used all the ways of creation as an example. And finally, Job then could say as he did, after God had asked him all these questions. We read in Job chapter 42, Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that which I understood not, things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. I don't know exactly what he means by that statement. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. Very possibly, he knew about God by Scripture. After God had said over and over of the things of creation in those last four chapters, he probably thinks, now I see God in creation. I see him in all those things that are mentioned. He then said, I abhor myself and repent of dust and ashes. We need more of that. We need all those that go against creation and all those that promote evolution to be humbled before God and repent in dust and ashes as Job did here. We certainly need to do that because we are promoting the lie of evolution. We are promoting the way opposite of God's creation. As simply stated, many people call the first chapter in Genesis a myth. Not so at all. It's the true history of the world in which you and I live. God created it in the beginning. He spoke and it was so. The first day, the second, the third, all the 6 days. And it was good. Remember that too. It was good. He saw that all every day. And we need to see that. We need to give him glory for that. Not as we sadly have read from Paul's word to the church at Rome, that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, not glorified him as the creator. It's one of the things we have to see. He is creator. He is lawgiver. He is redeemer. And if he's not the creator, can he be the lawgiver? And if he's not the lawgiver, how do we know sin? Paul said, no one is justified by the law, but by the law is the knowledge of sin. God made a holy law that's just and holy and good. And now I'd like to read some of the scriptures that point to creation that were written later. We have the one of Hezekiah. There's also one of Nehemiah, who also prays the same way to God as creator. But we'd like to go to some of the other scriptures. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. This is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day they were created. Male and female created he them. We must submit to that and not try to change it. The transgender is a terrible, terrible thing, spiritually and physically. We certainly need to pray that we get back to acknowledging our Creator, honoring him, and obeying him. Then going on here, Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, the warning. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. Let's remember that as we go back to chapter 1, verse 26. God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth. Let us make man, very like to the Father and the Son, us, making us in his image. We may not fully understand it, what's all involved, but it's true, and we have to believe it, and we have to pray for the Spirit to give us understanding, to open our understanding. Then going on to the book of Exodus, there God repeats from heaven when he gives the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai in the midst of thundering and lightning, God speaking. And God spoke this from heaven. In 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Not only do we have Moses rehearsing it all, writing the book of Genesis and the early part of the other books of the Bible, but God said from heaven, in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. The people who heard God speak there, giving the rest of the Ten Commandments, trembled. Even said, let not God speak with us, lest we die. But today, when we read that God spoke these words, many, sadly, will not believe them. But they are true. They're true as they're written in Scripture. They're true as they were spoken from heaven by God himself. Then Moses wrote that down and recorded in Exodus chapter 20. Then we go on to 1 Samuel. The pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. There is a picture of a type, how God made the earth and set the world on the pillars. In 2 Kings, we have Hezekiah's prayer we already mentioned. Then going on, Nehemiah also spoke to God. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. And he said, thou hast made heaven and the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein. Thou preservest them all. Nehemiah believed that, and he made that confession to God, giving God praise. That's what we should do too, as Hezekiah did, telling God, believing God, made the heaven and earth. Nehemiah did. Then going on to one more verse from Job. Job chapter 9, verse 8. Speaking of God, which alone spreadeth out the heavens and treadeth upon the waves of the sea. God does that. He spread out the heavens like a cloud. Another scripture of Job. It is good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress and shouldst despise the work of thy hand and shine upon the counsel of the wicked. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me together round about. Job's confession. And that's true for you and I as well. God made us to give glory to God. That's what we're here for. And we all come short of it. Because we come short of it, we need Christ as the mediator, the Redeemer.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, visit their website at calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship, sponsored by Zion Chapel.
Praise the Lord.